It was a real mixture, I think, and I think different people had different views. So partly it was a bit of networking, partly it was a bit of consciousness raising in the old-fashioned sort of women's lib way, partly it was protesting about things, forming committees to look at individual areas. And I think different people brought different things to that mix. I think there were people there who saw it very much as a professional networking association. There were other people who saw it much more as a radical, more political body.
Where did you see those two sides coming out?
I seem to remember some of the early elections for committee members and things like that. I can remember there's a woman who actually was on the committee with me, who was a very interesting woman. She was one of the few women who had a sales background, and she was very much not the radical political side of things. She was more of an old-fashioned professional. But I do remember her making a bid to be on the committee one year and saying something very unwise about dungareed lesbians, I think it was, and realising immediately that she'd got the tone wrong completely, because there probably were several dungareed lesbians in the room, and it did not go down well at all, and she withdrew. And I think it was a bit of a sort of education for her to realise the diversity of women that were around in the group, and she was very, very much one side of the divide, and then there were people who were a bit more radical